Hey, my name is Lucas.
And my name is Jacob.
The Bro Show Podcast.
Welcome back
to the podcast.
You are listening to Kiss FM.
Hey, my name is Lady Gaga. You can listen to my new single, Stupid, Stupid Love.
I love how they do that. Radio stations. Like, what sound effects should they use? Because I want to recreate that.
I know. I'm also like, I always have a dream about me going to the radio station saying like, hey, it's Jacob. Listen to my new single.
My name's Lady Gaga. They always say it in like a voice too.
Yeah, and I also love how sometimes like, so it's obviously just a script. But it makes me laugh so much. I remember I was listening to the radio a month ago, and there was a clip of, and this is what it said. Hey, my name is Doja Cat, and this is my new hit single. And I love saying hit single. Obviously, it was just like a script.
That.
She's just going to read it. But
yeah.
Hit single, I love it. It just gives off an energy that's so unmatchable.
But also, not even just what people are saying on those radio things. I want to know where they get the sound effects from, because they always have like intense like electronic sounds like... It's Jessica Simpson.
Oh, and then so much stuttering involved.
I know. And like they shout out even radio stations in Nebraska. Like, you're listening to Omaha's number one hit music station. This is Hillary Duff. Like, do they go to, they have to say every radio station across America?
They must just do like, yeah, I guess those 50 states. So they must just do the 50 states.
Yeah, I guess it would just
biggest.
Be one day, but they have to get those radio stations to be on their
maybe
good side.
Maybe even worldwide too. Like,
oh, I
hey,
do.
This is Jessica Simpson and Hey Scotland.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It's Mandy Moore and you're listening to Canada's number one EDM station. Well, it's another week.
It does sound fun doing being a DJ though, and like moving those discs.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
know how it looks, but I was watching a YouTube video of someone that was becoming like saying like, "Oh yeah, I like might become a DJ," and they were kind of joking, but they bought one of those tables and it looked
yeah.
fun. Like, I might do that just as like a side thing, and then I'll actually become Zed.
In high school, there was a guy who always brought like that little DJ thing to school.
For real?
Yeah, and he was like, I don't know if he still does it, but he was just a DJ. Like, I don't even, he would just click all these buttons and stuff.
I had to make sure the microphones were working, because last
oh,
week.
Oh, yeah, the anxiety.
So we got the microphones to work. I think they're working.
I know. Sorry, guys, for last week's complete mishap. We apologize completely that the microphones weren't working.
We lost half of our listeners.
Oh, yeah.
We said, you guys are just irresponsible, and...
So instead of having 3 million listeners, we now have 1.5. But for the 1.5 who stayed... Thanks for being here, 1.5 million listeners.
I know, it means a lot.
Bro of the week time.
Ooh.
Take a good look at May.
May, like the month. Is that like the same spelling or no?
M-A-E.
Oh, okay. I kind of yeah. guessed that it was spelled like that.
So bro of the week is May. May wrote in, ah, thank you. It's an honor. Sorry for the one time I was incredibly intoxicated and emailed you saying Lucas was my soulmate. Thanks for making my week every week. With love, May.
Aww.
You know what? You don't have to apologize, May. I enjoyed your intoxicated email.
It makes me glad that someone's drunk and they decide, wait, I'm going to email this podcast and tell them what I'm actually thinking.
I know. It's also funny when people say they listen to the podcast so high and they say like, I was so high and like, Jacob was talking about how snakes might make their own community. And like, they were just saying like, it was a whole experience.
Okay. Can we talk about this little phenomenon? Like, I might be over-exaggerating a tad bit, but there's multiple experiences in my YouTube comment section, in the podcast comment section, where people say they watch my videos high only. And we actually have an experience. One time we were filming a video at the Hoodles in Hollywood for my channel, like, 3 years ago, and this girl came up to us and said, oh my gosh, I love your videos. I am only watch them when I'm high, but they're so funny. So is that a thing where like we are the personalities or like we are like the type of personality where people can only watch them when we're high?
Oh yeah, they're like just... when sober, like I hate them. But when I am just baked out of my mind, then I think they're funny.
Yeah, that's so interesting to me.
I know.
But I do like your tattoo. I can see one of your tattoos and it looks like a lady with an umbrella with wings.
I know. I love how you're getting a sleeve.
I want a sleeve.
I feel like am I too late though? Because I was thinking like, I'm turning 28. I'm like, when this podcast comes out, I'll be 28. But I was thinking like, is that too old to get a sleeve? Because like, I feel like you're supposed to start it when like you're 19.
Oh no, a lot of people start it.
But if I just get a whole sleeve now, will it be like weird?
No, I think you should get a sleeve now for sure.
Oh, okay. Age. Maybe I will.
I started listening
I know you can get a tattoo at any age, but for some reason obviously you can get a tattoo at any age, but I feel like you had to start the sleeve earlier. You know what I mean? You don't need a full sleeve by 28, but I feel like you should have had something already down.
Well, I think if you actually are going to get a sleeve, which I could see it happening, but I think there's like a 30% chance, or maybe even 20.
Well, I don't think a sleeve.
But I feel like if you were going to get multiple tattoos, isn't it usually a thing where it takes like 5 years?
That's true, because yeah, gradually. Takes,
yeah, because obviously you want to see if you like it, slash it hurts.
I would never get like my whole arm scarred, but I just want like little photos throughout my arm, you know?
Oh.
That kind of cute thing?
Yeah, it's like kind of like that.
Yeah.
Would you get a tattoo that big? Because that is kind of like
not
a sizable.
As a first one, but I would like ease my way into it.
Yeah, it does sound fun getting a tattoo that big.
But thank you so much, May. You are Bro of the Week. If you ever want to be Bro of the Week, you can't because the Patreon is actually canceled. If you're in the Patreon community, we already had a whole discussion on there. Tears were shed, and
we just decided that we wanted to focus more on the podcast, but it was fun while it lasted.
All good things come to an end, and as Jason Earl said, don't cry because it's over, smile because it happened.
Yeah, for sure. But we are going to finish up Bro of the Week. We still have a few, probably like tons
of more. We're still going to be doing Bro of the Week for a while because there's still a lot of Bros of the Week that haven't been mentioned yet. But
when you said, am I too old to get a tattoo? I wanted to mention how I started listening to SZA has a song called 20 something. And I started listening to it. Well, okay. First of all, I want to say that like, I think it's like a sad song. But it feels cool listening to it because, like, I am 20-something. So it just is whole saying, like, God bless these 20-somethings. But it's also kind of a sad song because she says, like, I don't have anything to my name and stuff. But I just thought it was cool that, like, I can relate to a song that's called 20-something.
Oh, yeah. Are you technically a 20-something yet because you're just 20? I guess you are 20 and something 20 months.
20-0, which is a something.
Yeah, you have something. You have some days and months.
So, like, thank you, SZA, for making that song because now I can, like... relate to
finally
it.
Relate.
I know. I'll sing a little bit. God bless those 20-somethings.
Now, like, since I'm turning 28, like, my songs are more like the BB Rex. I like, I'm not 20 anymore.
I know. I can't believe your birthday's in... Well, your birthday will already be when this podcast is out.
The big B-Day bash.
It's your golden year. Wait, no, it's not.
No,
next year is your golden year.
Yeah, so that'll be the big one.
I know. That's when, like... go hog wild. That's when we're actually going to Mykonos.
Oh, finally.
Yeah,
is Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club still open?
I would guess it's not, but maybe.
People have asked. Me and her aren't friends anymore. We did DM for a bit, but... okay, we're still... we just don't DM, but...
you're friends with new celebrities.
Yeah, a lot of people have been asking a lot of people are just always asking, like, are you and Lindsay still friends? And it's like, we don't DM anymore, but, like, there's no bad blood, and I wish her all the best.
That's so funny, because... I guess, like, you aren't joking, but it sounds funny. You're talking about Lindsay Lohan like your friend.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm doing a press conference, like, me and Lindsay Lohan's friendship update.
I know. It just gives me, like, the vibe of, like, Paris Hilton on a red carpet in, like, 2008. And the person, the interviewer asked her, so what's the relationship with you and Kim Kardashian? Like, and then she would say, I don't really like her anymore.
Oh, yeah. we're actually doing assumptions this podcast, assumptions about us. And, oh my God, are you okay? Did you choke on the water? Yeah. Do you want me to hit your back really hard?
What if I like die? No, I'm over exaggerating it. But like, what if I die?
Oh my God, your tears are forming in your eyes.
Okay, that happens like...
just let it rip. Sometimes you just have to cough it out.
Sorry, I'm coughing.
Sorry.
That wasn't like a cough like, oh, I'm sick. It was a cough because...
oh, yeah, the water went down.
I swallowed my water weird.
Oh, my God, I hate that.
And I know this is, like, dramatic, but for, like, the first 10 seconds, you know when, like, you actually think, wait, are these, like, my last words?
Oh, yeah, because you literally can't breathe, and you're like, it's over.
Okay, I'm back to normal. I'm so glad.
Oh, my God.
You sorry, guys.
Just saw a vulnerable moment.
But, yeah, we said on last episode, send us your assumptions.
Sounds like you just got done crying.
And then on the community tab, we also said, send us assumptions. And you guys sent some funny
Should
ones.
Should I just jump into one right now? Because it kind of has to do with Lindsay Lohan. Okay, yeah, somebody wrote an assumption. I assume you and Jacob are pushovers, which they were like, no hate, no shade, but I just assume you guys are both absolute pushovers.
How does that have to do with Lindsay Lohan?
Oh, because they said, like, you just go along with what anyone did. And I would like to think that's not true, but if I met Lindsay Lohan, it would actually be dangerous because I could see I meet her, we go out to dinner, and she says, fly me to Mykonos right now and drop everything, I'd be like, okay. And I would actually just like do it. Like, I just feel like Lindsay Lohan would have that power over me where she'd be like, yeah, you can be a waiter at my beach club. And like, I feel like I would just fall. I would like fall into like being in the Lindsay Lohan cult.
Oh, it just would happen gradually though. Like, so yeah. She would mention it and you'd be like, oh yeah, I'm going. And then you'd tell everyone, yeah, I'm just going. And then like,
no, I'm picturing
you'll
like,
actually be like, you'd be hustle.
No, I'm picturing like we're at dinner in America and she goes, I'm flying out tonight. Come with me. I'd be like, oh, I drop everything. And then, like, she'd be like, cut off your whole family and friends. I'd be like, okay.
I'm pretty sure Kanye West says that in a song. Like, I drop everything. And he says it like so like that'd be you.
So to that assumption, I feel like you assumed wrong. I feel like we're not pushovers in all situations, but when it comes to Lindsay Lohan, I would be a pushover.
Yeah, I 100% am not like that much of a pushover. Like, so basically if I don't know you that well and maybe I'll just like kind of agree with what you're saying, even if I don't agree with it. Well, like in like serious situations, but all I'm saying is like, I'm not just gonna like argue, you know? That's not being a pushover, really.
Oh, and I'm picturing a pushover. I'm picturing like if you met someone and like they asked, where do you want to eat? Would you just eat where they want to eat, or would you say where you want to eat too? I feel like I would still suggest where I want to eat, but if they really were set on a place, like I'm the type of person where I'd be like, oh, let's try it. Like, I'm down to try that.
Oh yeah, for sure. I would let my opinion be known.
Oh yeah.
I think out of all the pushovers in the world, I'm like not a pushover if we're considering people that are actually pushovers.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in between pushover and like the extreme is a pushover and the other extreme is like bossing everyone around and like never like letting anyone else's way happen, I'd be like a happy medium.
Yeah, I would like to think that too, because I'm 100% not one of those people who are like, okay, let's go to this Italian restaurant. If we don't go here, I'm not going.
Oh, yeah.
But I have done that before. But, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because one time you did say we couldn't eat at McDonald's because you thought it was gross.
Oh, yeah, but I'm the type of person where, like, but you guys can still eat that, but I'm still going to.
Oh, yeah. But, you know,
that's, like, the ultimate form of manipulation. Like, kind of is a form. Like, me saying, I'm not going to eat at Wendy's, but, like, you guys can, but I'm going to eat somewhere else. But that is, like, a little bit of manipulation. But it isn't, because I'm not joking. Like, I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
But it could be seen as manipulation by some people.
The funniest thing about doing this assumptions podcast is that, like, a lot of them are like that. Just, like, they're like, I'm not trying to be hateful of you guys, but I assume you guys are, like, blah, 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 and say, like, all these bad things. Yeah.
This assumptions podcast is so funny because, like, when else are people just, like, assuming
I mean, we
things?
Asked for it. We brought this onto ourselves.
I know. I kind of remember us doing this before, but I'm not sure.
We probably have, but it hasn't been for a while. But before we get into the assumptions, I have to address some emails we got. If you've been listening for a while, you know we've talked about Joey Chestnut, the ultimate hot dog eating champion, unbeatable, undefeated. Nobody can down deep throat as many hot dogs as Joey Chestnut. No one's ever beat him yet.
No, I don't think
people so. People try, but they haven't. And a lot of people, since we've talked about Joey Chestnut, emailed us because they're worried for Joey Chestnut. Because a study came out this week, eating one hot dog takes 35 minutes of your life away. So people are worried for Joey Chestnut because he's routinely downing dozens upon dozens of hot dogs. Those 35 minutes are adding up.
But like, this is what I thought. Like, I thought that he hated hot dogs because it's a competition. It's like work to him. So I assumed the only time he had hot dogs is on the 4th of July. But is that not true, I'm guessing?
I don't know. Wait, recording already stopped?
What?
Oh, the memory card's full.
I swear, F you assistants, I'm firing you hoes. You guys are just like, you guys never do anything for us. And like,
okay, let's just take a mini break.
Can I delete these clips of you doing a video?
Yeah, I've already put them on my
computer. You wearing
a
parachute?
Oh, delete it all.
Oh, I can delete last week's episode just in case.
Delete everything.
I'm just going to keep this in. Might as well, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It just adds.
I feel like the Bro Show listeners would want to hear behind the scenes moments.
Yeah, so like this is what we're like, you know, normally.
A lot of you guys would assume we have a whole crew to do this for us, but Jacob's behind the camera right now doing it all himself.
Yeah, obviously, I'm guessing most of you guys knew, but we're just joking when we say we have like all these assistants. But on Real Housewives of New York, Sonia Morgan has a bunch of interns, and I've always wondered, what are the qualifications of getting an intern? Like, can I just say, could I go to the college and say, like, okay, like, I'm a businessman, because I could say, like, I do a podcast and a YouTube channel, like, it's a business. And, like, then could I, like, have, like, three assistants? No, three interns? Or is that, like, illegal? I don't get
it. You probably could if you just said, like, my job is doing social media. I do YouTube, blah, blah, blah. Like, is there anyone in your college who would benefit from interning for me? Learning about, you know, the digital space?
That'd be so funny.
I feel like if you put together, like, a packet, you could get an intern.
I don't think I could, but I think you could, because I think since I'm 20, it's too young. But since you're, like, 28, you for sure could.
Oh, yeah.
I think since I'm 20, like, they'd be like, I could, like, I feel like it wouldn't be right. Like, I feel
That'll
like they would say no.
My 28-year-old goal is to get 5 interns within the first month of being 28.
You need to come up with a job for each of them to do, though.
It'll be easy. One comes up with video ideas. One tells me what to say for the videos. Like, they're on the side of the camera feeding every line. One turns on the camera. One edits. One uploads. Photoshop person. Instagram person. Like, I could really get at these interns.
You could stretch that shit out.
They would actually be, like, working overtime. Like, I might get sued because they're, like, over... they might be overworked. But,
speaking... This isn't even funny, but, like, what if you got bunk bugs in your basement?
I'm like, you can't leave.
It's a cold.
So, yes, they did study somehow, which I'm just going to say I don't believe these studies. I mean, I know they're true, but, like, I don't think there's actually a thing where, like, something can take off minutes of your life. I know it's just, like, they're saying it makes you die faster, but I just don't believe.
Oh, this is what I think. I for sure think hot dogs make you die faster, but is it actually true that every hot dog I eat, 35 minutes goes off my life? I'm not a scientist, but it seems too specific.
Yeah.
But obviously,
I'm reading the New York Post article. Just give me a guess. I don't even know how many chicken wings this would be, but 85 grams of chicken wings. How many minutes of your life are lost from eating that?
85 chicken wings? That's so
85 grams.
Oh, so that's probably like 2 chicken wings. How many months? What did you say?
How many minutes?
Like 15.
3.3 minutes only. So chicken wings are good. What about a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
1.
It actually increases your life by 33 minutes. So be eating those peanut butter and jellies.
What about like a spinach leaf?
It's not on here, but let me see. Oh! Foods like salted peanuts, baked salmon, and rice with beans were associated with gains between 10 to 15 minutes of life. So, theoretically, if this whole thing was true, Joey Chestnut, in between eating these hot dogs, can be eating throwback peanut butter and jellies and rice and beans and stuff, and he'd be gaining the time back that he lost.
When I'm hearing this, it makes it seem more like we are legit in a Mario game.
I know, that's why it obviously isn't real, but you know what I mean.
But, okay, if we're going back to the tweet, I'm pretty sure it said that he would have lost 1.5 years of life. I'm pretty sure that's
from
what...
From one game?
No,
oh,
from
his
all
whole.
The hot dogs he ate. Which, okay,
not even that bad.
I'm not trying to be dramatic, but if I was going to die at 102, but instead I die at 101 because I ate 14,000 hot dogs... I mean, who gives a shit?
I have thought about
so
this before,
I'm
though.
I'm rooting for him.
And I do think, like, oh, who cares about losing an extra life? But then I picture being at the end of your life and thinking, I could have had a whole other year if I just wouldn't have eaten those hot dogs. Like,
oh,
if it actually
yeah.
worked like that, where there was, like, a chart saying,
I mean, it's for sure true.
Yeah,
but
I believe
it's
that
like
hot dogs
not so exact, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I believe hot dogs hurt your health, obviously. But I'm saying, like, what if there was actually a chart that said, like, okay, like, you'd see the time go down each time.
Oh, that'd be
Which
crazy.
I guess, like, that actually is kind of happening.
It's weird because... Why do we all... Okay, I'm not going to speak for you guys, but why do I still eat hot dogs? Because I've heard for years and years, hot dogs are the grossest food ever. It's so bad for you. Each time you eat one, you die earlier. And, like, I eat a hot dog and I'm still fine with it. It's so effing weird. Like, how do I rationalize that in my brain?
I guess it's just so good, you know? It's just that good.
But then also I was thinking, like how you said chicken wings, like basically all this shit makes you die earlier. Like, I want to know how many minutes does a 5-guy burger take off my life? Is that like 50 minutes?
I don't know. I mean, if a hot dog, aren't hot dogs like the worst of the worst?
But a 5-guy burger, if you guys have never had it, it's greasy. It's cheesy. It's like the grossest shit ever, but the best shit ever.
The thing is, you're canceling it out because you eat so healthy other days. And those gain your life. So really, like, it's all just about a balance. It's all about a balancing act. You know, everything in moderation.
Oh, yeah. It's all about, yeah, everything in moderation. That's what, like, a bunch of people say. Like, I was watching this thing on Netflix, and, like, this, like, doctor person said, like, Yeah, you can eat sugar, but just in moderation.
Oh, yeah, because then you eat these other healthy items and they gain your life that you lost from the sugar.
Yeah, like I had 5 Oreos, but I also had some spinach.
Yeah, so and exercise and, you know.
Yeah, that's my health.
And tip. Smile. Smile. It'll make your life last longer.
I was listening on the way here, the Katy Perry song. Yeah, I'm grateful. And I was like, you know what? I am grateful to smile.
Didn't had in a while. Put on that smile. Didn't she say she wrote that song and she was so depressed, though?
Wasn't she probably getting out of a depression?
Oh, yeah.
I read articles about Katy Perry during, like, the Witness era, and, like, I feel bad.
I just know that she said that whenever she writes these uplifting anthems, like, it's always when she's in her most depressed state, because she needs to lift herself out of the depression. She needs to lift herself out of the sadness, so she writes a song, and, like, it uplifts all of us, but it also uplifts her.
Oh, I've heard, yeah, I could see that.
But, yeah. So first assumption
are these
is,
emails or YouTube?
I'm going off of emails. Oh, we can okay. switch off. You can do some, after this, you can do a YouTube one, you know?
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, I assume that Jacob has a secret boyfriend that none of us know about.
Whoa.
Just like how Emma Chamberlain never talks about her boyfriend, and Mia Maples doesn't talk about hers. Who's Mia Maples?
That's totally
because obviously,
Google.
You know, a famous queen if this person's just dropping her name.
Okay. Again, that name sounds like a book character.
Mia Maples. I know, it does sound like it'd be a young adult novel girl.
She has 3 million subscribers. Each video gets like half a million views.
Oh, damn. Okay, Mia Maples.
She's popping.
So I guess Mia Maples kept her boyfriend's secret for years. And then she finally told everyone. So she assumes that Jacob's doing that too.
Oh, okay.
So, and also she has some other assumptions. So first of all, you just want to address that one. Like,
this is so funny. You can just
leave it. You can leave it unaddressed or you can say yes or no.
Oh, yeah. Just like a little backstory. Like, we didn't like pick a bunch. We're just reading random ones.
Oh, yeah. We're kind of reacting for the first time.
This one, no, I don't have a
secret boyfriend.
I don't have a secret boyfriend.
But if you did start dating someone, would you tell everyone? Or would you wait like 6 months, a year? Would you just never tell anyone? Or would you tell everyone right away? Because being like, oh, whatever. If we break up, who cares?
Yeah, I feel like I can't predict that. Because I've never like... Yeah, I can't really predict that. Because, I mean, there could be a thing where like I post photos. Like, not that I'm like a celebrity, but like I could post photos. But then there also could be a thing where I just never tell anyone because I kind of like, it's kind of fun keeping like little tidbits of myself to myself, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know what would happen. But yeah, the answer is no, I don't have a secret boyfriend.
Wouldn't it kind of just depend on the person? Like if the person's all down to like be like, oh yeah, let's be on the podcast or whatever, then it's like, oh yeah, bring them on. But like if they don't really want to, why would you? You're going to force them.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like if I was dating someone and we were like dating for a year and they said, oh, I'll be in the podcast because there was a comment or something, then I'd be down. But then also,
like,
I'm not going to force someone to do something.
That's also even like me and Matthew people, there were some other assumptions I saw were like, why are you so private about your relationship? It's like, I don't even think about, like, I never thought like, you guys, I'm going to be private about relationship because I don't want anyone to know. It's just, that's just how it, I guess we naturally just aren't like, I don't know, posting everything.
Yeah.
But I think we do sometimes. Like, I don't think like, oh, I have to keep it private. Like if he wanted to be on the podcast, I'd be down to have him on.
I think it would be the same if I had a boyfriend. I don't think I'd be like, maybe it would be a little bit intentional, but I don't think I'd be like intentionally being like, okay, I'm gonna keep it a secret.
Yeah, plus I've done videos with Matthew, like it's not like I've been like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it just isn't like you guys aren't like one of those Love Island couples, like posting every second doing like a deodorant ad.
But who knows, like we might turn into that.
And like you guys should get the deodorant ads.
Like, you know, sometimes like, I've even seen Instagram couples, like their username turns into both of their names. So like if me and Matthew really become like such a public influencer couple, like my profile might be Lucas and Matthew.
Oh my gosh, you have like a separate YouTube channel, Lucas and Matthew.
Or just turn my current one into like Lucas and Matthew.
Oh my gosh, you might do. I could, yeah.
Yeah, so who knows where the wind will blow, you know?
Yeah. But do I have a secret goal fund?
Oh yeah.
No, I'm in no.
Oh, I'm. next up on their assumptions, I also assume that Lucas is the kind of person who thinks air fryers are stupid, but would low key love one if he used one. Kind of creepy how you're this psychic, because I did used to think air fryers were kind of dumb. Matthew got one. I tried it, and now I love it.
What is this assumption? So specific.
I know. Like, how did you know that? That's what keeps me out, because it literally happened in the last 2 weeks.
Because I've heard you make fun of air fryers.
And then now I'm the type of bitch who has one, and I love it. And I'm not kidding. Actually, air fryers are so good. Like, I used to think they were dumb, but they're so fast. You put stuff in them and it's done in like 10 minutes. There's no preheating. Nothing gets it crispy. It's just, it's all around a great invention.
Yeah, it's like the oven, but way quicker.
Yeah.
Like pizza rolls in the microwave, so soggy. But if you put pizza rolls in the ale file, probably so good.
Oh, yeah. And I watch on Remy Ashton's vlogs. Sometimes she'll get pizza on the next day, put the pizza in the air fryer, and she's like, it's like it's brand new.
Yeah, so I know this assumption isn't about me, but there also has been time periods where I think ale files are so effing dumb. But I don't have them. But I'm just saying, like, for some reason, I just was against them, you know?
But they're so good.
It's like me with, like, keto people. Like, I have nothing against them, but sometimes I'm like, why do you eat bologna? But I have
This
is an inside joke for myself. If you're keto, go off. I just think it's funny making fun of bologna.
I hate keto people.
I need to go to pee already.
Just kidding. I love keto people. Okay, I'm going to go pee too.
Okay, that's all for this episode. We're probably going to tie to it like something crazy. Okay, the rest of the assumptions will be next week.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, guys. It's over. Okay, in the same email, they also wrote, I also assume that Luna knows she is famous. She must. I feel like Luna does
Luna
know that
is
she's
a little stuck up.
Yeah, because even like we've said before, she gets weird around the cameras and stuff. Like, I think she knows the value just her appearance has, and she doesn't want me to use it.
Yeah, I honestly do think she might have an inkling of that knowledge.
Yeah, for sure.
This made me think of when I was driving to your house. I was just driving and I heard a dog barking like a bunch. And I was like, wait, am I like driving in my backyard because our dogs always bark?
Wait, what?
But then there was this car that was with me the whole entire way when I was driving to your house. They had the window open a little bit and their dog was the whole time for like 20 minutes just barking.
At you?
No, just it outside. It was like, so like I've heard stuff that you shouldn't open the windows for your dogs because it's bad for their eyes. But let's just let all that go aside. Like, obviously it's bad, but like, let's just, but it was just so crazy because like the whole time I kept hearing barking and I was like, it was just fucking.
Wait, this barking at nothing?
This outside.
That is annoying as fuck.
No, it was like, yeah, it was funny though, kind of.
Okay.
But you've heard that too, that it's bad to have your dogs.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to make sure I wasn't like making that.
Oh, yeah. People have always said that. But I've always wondered, like, obviously, I don't know the full facts on it. But I wonder, like, it's all probably even bad for humans to put their head out the window, right? So it's probably bad for us to go on roller coasters, but we still do it because it's just fun.
Yeah.
So I always wonder, like, these dogs just love putting their head out the window. Like, if you're just driving kind of slow, like, maybe they should just enjoy. Maybe should they get that joy, or is it really that bad? Someone let me know in the comments.
Oh, yeah,
I want to know the
going
actual
like
tea.
35 miles an hour, and I also want to. Yeah, I want to know too because a lot of people do it, and I'm assuming
dogs seem to love it.
Yeah, and I'm assuming like people know like what I just said. Like I'm, that's not like a random fact. Like people know like it's not good, but like people keep doing it, so maybe it's just.
And I just want to say, if it is really bad, I don't have Luna's head out the window. First of all, she's not even tall enough to put her head out the window, but. I don't have Luna's head go out the window, so don't come for me.
Oh, yeah. I just want to, if you're any butts
know,
are
like,
listening.
I want to know if, like, the joy that dogs get from their head being out the window going 20 miles per hour, should we actually keep them from that because it's so bad for their eyes? Or is it really like, oh, like, they just, I don't know.
Yeah, because when I saw the dog, it was barking, and it seemed like a bark of just like, ah, but, like, it seemed actually happy. It was the whole time it was barking, but it seemed happy.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah, that's some fun fact. So Luna, yeah, knows that she's famous is the assumption. Yeah. And she does, I guess.
We moved to the YouTube ones for
a
bit.
Yeah, let's go to the top comments. This one has 17 likes. You're actually from the future. Oh. You're actually from the future, and that's why you've managed to be the only unproblematic YouTubers thus far. The reason why I said oh is because, like, I don't know.
What?
Because it's just funny calling us unproblematic.
Because
I don't like calling myself.
Because like in the future, like it comes out that like, oh, we said something horrible and we didn't know it or something.
Yeah, because obviously, like I'm guessing like if you listen to every episode, I probably said something bad and
isn't it probably just like the only people who become these problematic people are like the top influencers that everyone's eyes are on?
Well, I for sure think like people obviously do problematic things.
Oh
but
yeah, of course.
I could see like if I got like 5 million subscribers in the next month. I could see, like, someone pulling a clip from the podcast and me saying something, like, kind of bad. And, like, and it actually was bad what I said. But, like, I feel like there's obviously bad things, but I just feel like some things are over-exaggerated.
I know, it actually does, like, it is scary sometimes, like, having a podcast, even though, like, we obviously don't think we're, like, saying these horrible, offensive things. But I saw this thing where, like, this guy he won this competition to be, like, the host of Jeopardy or something like that. And it was all good to go. But then he had a podcast from literally 10 years ago. And people watched all the episodes, and I guess on the podcast he said that he hated Jeopardy. He said trivia shows are dumb, so then it got canceled. So I wonder, like, what if in the future, like, you wanted to be like a radio DJ, and then it came out that radios, you said on the podcast, like, radio DJs suck, like the whole industry's dead, and then they're like, they pull you off the air.
Oh yeah, that's why, like, I feel like it's honestly a thing. What if it keeps walking like that, isn't it a thing? Well, I actually don't care, but the only thing I could do is like my own stuff. Because I feel like I've said so much stuff on the internet. Well, like, so this isn't problematic stuff. I just mean, like, I've probably said, like, oh, this brand at Target sucks. So that they wanted to do, like, a whole commercial with me, like, if that did happen. I'm just saying, like, they might find out and then the whole thing might get canceled.
Yeah, all you can do is just be yourself.
But we aren't from the future, and also, I don't think we're from the future.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just answer that part. Are you from the future?
Not that I know of.
I wish I could time travel, though.
Another assumption is this one's another like shady one, which I kind of love just like getting dragged.
Oh yeah. Cause like you guys are all so nice, but like, I'm glad that you guys are like mean for a little bit.
We asked you guys to get shady and you delivered.
I know. I want to know what you guys think.
So this one is, my assumption is you guys don't read books a lot and are bad at math, but you're still smart. So at least
I like that.
But she also said, but you're still smart. And they said, I guess. So it wasn't even like, it okay. wasn't even like, you're still smart. Like, I almost was just going to leave it at that, but she literally wrote, but you're still smart, I guess.
Couldn't you just take it back? Or he or they, couldn't they just take it back?
Yeah. I mean, I get, you know what? I could see that. You know what? I understand why that could be your assumption from listening to this podcast. I could understand how you could think they don't read. They don't even know how to read. And they don't know how to do math.
Okay.
I mean, maybe I can see how that might be the image we're portraying.
Let's just fully answer each question. Oh yeah, so like I'm 100% not offended, but I'll answer each assumption. So the math part. So when I was in high school, so I know, I think the hardest math class I did was pre-algebra. No.
Say, bitch, are you? Do you not know how to do math?
No.
Pre-algebra is not like middle school?
No.
Pre-calc.
Which, okay, so this isn't, like, I'm not trying to prove a point to anyone, but I am saying I'm pretty sure that was one of the hardest math classes you could do in the high school that I went to. So I'm saying, like, if I would have, I mean, there is a chance I will, but I don't think I will ever go to college. But I'm saying, like, if I did, I feel like I would be good at math, but I feel like it would also be difficult for me.
Oh,
but then
yeah.
Reading, I read books sometimes. I know how to read. Okay, why do I give up energy if I'm illiterate? But I know how to read and stuff, and I read sometimes. I read like, I like reading, but I don't read like a book every week. But yeah, reading's fun. And what's the other one?
That was it.
Oh, yeah, and then you caught a smout, I guess, which is nice. Now you answer each one.
With math, I mean, I always got good grades in math in high school. I'm not sure what the highest level I went.
Probably, like, pre-calculus, I'm guessing.
Is that trigonometry, though? I don't think it is.
I think it was, when I was in high school, it was either trigonometry or pre-calculus for the next level after Algebra 2.
Oh, yeah.
But obviously other states are different. This
I think I could have. I'm pretty sure in my high school, like, some people did even do one higher than me. Because they were like, oh, I want to get out of the way before college. And I was just like, oh, fuck it. I'm not going to do it. But I did do good in the math classes I took. I know how to do, you know, subtraction, dividing, fractions.
The Nicki Minaj song? Do you know how to read?
Okay, so this is where I'm going to have to come clean.
Face gets so good.
What? You find out that, like, I have someone else write my YouTube titles and stuff.
I'm dying.
But, I actually love reading.
Okay, I just can't.
No, I swear to... Okay, I'm me trying to prove a point. I read every single day. I actually do. I always read before bed because it actually... For anyone who ever had trouble getting to bed, that is the perfect recipe. I literally don't have problems getting to bed anymore. Like, I read every night before bed, and then for, like, 30 minutes to an hour, it just makes you tired, rests your mind, and you just drift off into a beautiful sleep.
Oh, on this topic, can one of, well, if you read one of the listeners or watchers, can you email us or comment like a book about the 60s? Because I kind of want to read a book like about what it was like back then. And I took history classes, but I kind of want to just
read.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to read books like about those times and like,
oh, yeah, I want to read, yeah,
stuff.
Like, An olden days gay story.
Oh, you should read. This isn't a real story. It's fiction. Fiction is a not.
Oh no, I'm down for fiction.
Giovanni's Room. It's about like this like gay couple
from the 60s.
No, from the 60s. It's like sometime in the 1900s. But it was like just a. I think it's like a classic LGBT novel.
One gay book I did read recently. Wait, where is it? You guys, I promise I read it. I'm trying to find it. I think it was a really good fiction gay book.
What is it?
It was called Less. Cause I looked up like gay books, and this is like one of this one won winner of like won all these prizes. It's Less by Andrew Sean Greer, and it was so good. It was about a gay author, and like he's turning like 50 or 40, and like it's just about like how he was just getting older, and like he got broken up with and went on this traveled across Europe and stuff. It was good.
Oh, so it's about his life after a breakup when he was
also
in his 40s.
Sad.
It's a novel, right?
Yeah, because it would go back to like all of his relationships he had. Like when he was in his 20s, he was dating like an older guy, and then it would go into like how that broke up and then like his other relationship. It was good.
Oh, yeah. One of the things I like about reading books is that even though some of them are obviously made up stories, like I don't always read biographies and memoirs. Like it gives you like a new perspective.
Oh yeah,
of like everything. But yeah. Okay, the next one. I'm going at the top comments again. Assumption for Jake. Thanks for calling me Jake, not Jacob.
I'm gonna start calling you Jake.
You've thought about becoming a vegetarian / vegan before, but you're scared to commit to it.
Okay.
Yeah, I 100% have thought about being vegan or vegetarian. But I've said recently, well, just like to people that I know, not like on this podcast, that like I don't think I'd ever label myself as something. So for example, I'm not 21, but if I started, well, I'm actually not. Well, I was going to say, obviously there's alcoholics and stuff, but I'm just saying if I decided I'm never going to drink alcohol again, I don't think I'd ever label myself as sober because...
Oh,
because
yeah.
What if I wanted to one day? But basically with vegan or vegetarian, it's kind of the same ideology. Like, I for sure think that like there could be a day where like 99% of the food I eat is vegan. But I feel like maybe if I go to like my family's house on Thanksgiving, I'd still eat turkey. But
it would never be like so strict.
Yeah, I'm not vegan or vegetarian right now. But all I'm saying is like it sounds. Like, I could for sure see it.
I mean, they know you. They just knew that, like, you were even in that, like, category.
I think I've said it before. But now there's an assumption for Luke.
Okay.
It's kind of a... It just said, why did they assume this? You just want all the Trisha Paytas drama to be over so you can go back to enjoying her daily vlogs in peace. Is that a true assumption?
No, that isn't. I mean, does she make daily vlogs?
Does she not anymore?
I used to watch like her Vlogmas and stuff, but I swear I'm subscribed. I don't see them in my subscriptions.
Maybe that's what they're saying because she's in drama, so she doesn't do them as much.
Oh my gosh. No, I mean, I think, I don't know. I don't have any opinion on her drama. I mean, just go her and...
She does TikTok, I know.
Oh yeah. I need to go on TikTok more.
I need to go on TikTok more too. Because I feel like that's like... That's like where like a bunch of stuff is there. So like I want to like know more about it.
Oh yeah, I have read all of Trisha's books though.
Oh yeah, you have.
I
That's
know.
Funny. Because doesn't she have like a few, right? I
want
to
yeah.
meet them too, to be honest. Sometime.
Moving on to the next assumption. Neither of you would ever date a fan.
This sounds like what like Shawn Mendes or something.
Okay, so it is really hard to like the dating scene because like everyone's fans of us.
Everyone knows who I am.
I'm just kidding. I would actually be down if someone enjoyed what I did. I'd be like flattered.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I would never because you know some people say like, oh, if they have any idea who, if I do, if they have any idea of what I do for a living, I would never date them. But it's like, oh, like it's not. That's like all of, you're like that's like thinking all of your viewers and stuff are like horrible people or something.
Oh yeah, I've seen like videos of like YouTubers talking about stuff like this, and I feel like some people are stretching it a little too far.
I know they're saying I would never date someone who knew who I was. It's like so you're saying everyone who watches you like isn't eligible.
Oh yeah,
we're not like good people or what?
Obviously, I get like the notion of like it is kind of weird how like someone could know so much about you by watching a YouTube
video
and you know
yeah.
nothing about them. But some people stretch it a little too far.
I mean, I would get it if maybe they were like such a big fan. Like it was like their whole identity was this wouldn't even happen to me. I'm thinking of like if you were like Harry Styles and like someone's whole identity was being a Harry Styles fan, then I would get it. But like I don't think that's a problem for us.
I'm not Harry Styles, so like that wouldn't happen to me. But yeah, like I actually would understand like if I was in a boy band and they had like posters everywhere, that is kind of weird. But that's only like a 1% of famous people.
Yeah.
Well, no, like 1%, like Harry Styles is like,
one, wasn't that a thing where like
actually like he's like so famous and stuff.
Wasn't that a thing where like just Hailey Bieber used to be like a fan of Justin?
Oh yeah, so who knows? I've never been like Harry Styles, so I have no idea.
And then someone also guessed that you were in a relationship but you're keeping a secret. Oh, you won't show your dad because he looks too much like you guys. We wouldn't show him because he looks too much like us.
Wait, why? What would be the reasoning for that?
I'm pretty sure I have. My dad's on my Instagram somewhere.
Yeah, if you look, he's probably somewhere. He just hasn't been on the podcast for some reason. I don't know why.
And last but not least, Jacob would marry a girl for fun.
Fun. No, I would never marry anyone for fun because that would just be mean. Like,
I know, can you imagine?
Just marrying someone for fun and then coming, you have to tell them that you did it as a joke. Like, that's horrible.
Like, just for a laugh. Like, you got married to them and they didn't know it was literally just as a joke.
The only way I do that, if I was, like, filming something, like, we were both, like, let's get married and then get divorced a month later. You know how people do that sometimes? But I would never marry someone as a joke. That'd be horrible.
Sort of like Jake Paul and Tana? Like a publicity wedding?
Oh, I was picturing, like, Elle Mills, like, married her sister's boyfriend.
She did?
Yeah, like, just so she could say that she got married first in the family.
That's funny.
Yeah, I wasn't pitching, like, a Logan Powell scenario, but I think that's different, but yeah. The next assumption. In such a big family, there are some siblings you don't talk to after an hour. Maybe just holidays. No, I there's no sibling in our family that I only talk to in the holidays.
Yeah, if you aren't aware, we're 2 of 8 kids. 8 effing kids are in our family.
Yeah,
there's not any siblings that we only talk to on holidays. That'd be weird.
I know that seems like, yeah.
I mean, I guess maybe kind of when I lived in LA. Like, I would obviously, like, we would text sometimes, but, like, I didn't, like, see them all the time, obviously, because I lived in LA.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So far apart.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Should we go to the next one, then?
Yep.
You don't want children. You're just down to be cool uncles for life. Less of an assumption, more of a burning question formatted as an assumption. That is a good way of doing this, like asking a question but saying it as an assumption.
Kids. Yeah, I as of now, like, I don't want kids.
Yeah, honestly, like, maybe one day I change my mind, but I could never see myself having kids. Basically,
yeah.
For me, it's like, I honestly could never see myself having
kids. It is so weird because when I was like 19 or 18, I remember thinking like, oh, of course, when I'm like 27, like I'll be ready. 28, like I'll be so ready to have kids. But like now actually being that age, like I do not want kids.
The funny thing about me is that I actually, this is funny to say, I don't think there's, I'm 20 and there's never been a time in my life where I was like basically, there's never been a time in my life where I actually was like, I want to have kids.
Yeah.
But when our siblings have kids, I like love hanging out with them and it's so fun.
Yeah.
I'm not the type of person where it's like, I hate kids. I mean, it's just the type of thing where I could never picture myself giving because it's so much work. I could never picture myself doing that.
I don't know if I've ever actually wanted kids or I just thought like you had to have kids. I think I thought, like, oh, by a certain age, you just have to have them. So I was like, oh, yeah, I probably will have them by, like, 28.
Oh, it's the type of thing where, like, if society was never a thing, like, you would never think about it.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, who knows? I might have a kid in the future, you know? But, like, if there was a choice right now, either have a kid now or never have kids, I would pick never having kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but who knows? When I'm, like, 38, 40, but who knows? When maybe when I get to that age, I'll also be like, nope.
Okay. Should I just do? Okay, the next one. I assume that Jacob has a lot of thoughts and feelings, but doesn't always voice them. As a fellow Pisces,
oh my gosh, I feel like that is true.
Not because I actually think that astrology is cool and interesting, but wouldn't everyone have some thoughts and feelings, but they don't? It just like deep feelings that you feel. Is that actually only some people experience that? Because I experience that.
I don't know. But I feel like you would talk about them. Maybe not to everyone.
Oh, yeah. Like, well, I guess, I mean, there probably is some thoughts I just have where like, I just like, it's just fun experiencing it by myself, but I don't even know what I'm talking about. Basically, yes, I have thoughts that I haven't told other people. That's, yeah.
What? I'm just kidding.
It's not like I'm living a secret life or anything. Do you want me to hand the computer to you?
Oh, there's one more email assumption.
Oh, okay.
I recently watched y'all's video about the IKEA food court and the pod episode with your brother Ethan. Both of y'all and your sisters and mom all have basically the same voice, except Ethan sounds literally Southern. So I'm just going to assume that y'all kidnapped him or something. He seemed pretty uncomfy.
Oh, he seemed uncomfy.
Wait, he has a Southern accent?
I never noticed a Southern accent, but I can understand the assumption of he seems uncomfy because for me, I feel like it sounds like I'm like Sholey Temple, but I've been on camera so much, but obviously I'm not going to be uncomfortable.
Oh,
but
yeah.
He's not, he doesn't do YouTube videos. So obviously it's different.
And as for the Southern accent, I don't know where that, if he even, I've never noticed it. Maybe he does. Maybe he had a Southern accent on the pod.
Did our mom kidnap him? I don't think.
Yeah.
He's just our brother.
As far as I know, he grew up in Nebraska.
Yeah.
I wish I had a Southern accent. I remember one of my friends in high school, her mom had a Southern accent, but she grew up in Nebraska.
I mean, couldn't you have a Southern accent in Nebraska? Because if you grow up in like a southern area, I'm assuming some places.
Apparently, I read this thing that Taylor Swift used to fake his Southern accent.
Oh, if you listen to her old music, like her first album, she does have a Southern accent, but it's fake apparently.
I guess.
That's interesting. Everyone has started saying y'all. Like, over the past few years, it's just like,
y'all.
It's even in my tone, even in my brain, I say y'all so much instead of like us or you guys. I just say y'all.
Oh, yeah, the Southern slang taking over.
I know. Okay, the next one. I assume Lucas runs a sugar baby matchmaking company in Nebraska and moved there because of the favorable tax laws and for sugar baby startups. Jacob is the vice president.
How do they find out?
Because you talk about sugar babies so much that they just.
That's
new.
So funny. You do like 3 videos about sugar babies, and now your whole brand is that.
Sugar babies.
But no, I didn't move to Nebraska for favorable tax laws. I wish the tax laws were better here. They're like pretty much the same as, not pretty much, but they're not even the best. I think they're like in like the 10% worst in the country.
Oh, yeah. There's like states that have no state tax, but Nebraska does have state tax.
I know. They should just take it. Why do some states not have it though? Like, how are they allowed, how do they get around, like, how do they pay for stuff if they don't have anyone pay taxes?
Honestly, I don't understand. I understand it that much.
I feel like Nebraska should do no state tax. Maybe that makes more people want to move here.
Oh, yeah, because the reason why I don't understand Nebraska tax is because Nebraska isn't a favorable place to live.
Yeah, because like most California people say like, oh, the taxes are so bad, but you're getting living in California. That's supposed to be why it's worth it. Which that's why a lot of people have actually left California, because they're like, oh my God, I'm paying all the taxes. I'm like, I don't even feel like I'm getting this life that I'm supposed to have. But yeah, with Nebraska, like, they should have low. I think they should have no taxes and make weed legal. Maybe it'll be the cool new place to live.
I think weed legal should be weed should be legal nationwide. Just
really?
Do it.
I'm just kidding.
Are you joking, Jacob? No.
Legalize the weeds. Which it is confusing because weed is illegal in Nebraska, but there's still weed shops everywhere, so I'm very confused. I think there's CBD shops, and they sell this thing called Delta 8, which just gets you high as well, apparently.
Oh, yeah, I don't understand it. So weed isn't... Yeah, Lucas was saying weed isn't legal here, but there's this strain of THC, I guess, or cannabis that's called... That's called Delta 8, and you can still get high from it.
I've never done it yet, but isn't like a lower high?
Yeah, so you can still get high, but I guess it's not as high, but how is that legal? There's literally places that advertise it as THC, but it's illegal, so how do they get away with it? I feel like if you live in a state where weed isn't legal, I bet you've drove around and there's places called cannabis.
Yeah.
And like dispensary, but how do they get away with it if it's technically illegal? I don't understand.
I stupidly was under the assumption that once Joe Biden became president, I assumed that he would just make weed legal everywhere. Because I remember, like, when Trump was president, I remember just thinking, like, oh, yeah, 2 more years till weed's legal everywhere. Because I just assumed, like, if a Democrat won, I was like, I just assumed they would make it legal everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I honestly could see a world where, like, it's not for another 10 years.
He's, like, kind of against it.
I don't think he's, like, pro marijuana.
Yeah, I think he said, like, oh, yeah, like, I still, like, there needs to be more research or something.
Yeah.
It's like, sis, just make it legal. That could be your... You could go on history. The weed man.
That would be an historic moment.
I'm like, honestly, why isn't it legal already? It makes no sense.
I mean, it seems like, so obviously, like, each political party has, like, its views overall, but it seems like people from both political parties
are okay
with it.
That's what is the funniest thing. It seems like it's one issue that I'm pretty sure, like, 98% of people just agree to legalize it.
Yeah, I feel like that issue isn't a political party issue.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the next one. I feel like Lucas is low-key over YouTube and would just do the podcast if he could and make him enough money to live on.
Not true. I mean, I do go through stages. I guess I've been on YouTube for so effing long that, how long have I actually been doing Lucas videos for?
Probably like 5 years, six.
No more. If you would count like the Lucas and Jenny era.
Oh, okay. So probably.
Oh, if you don't count the Lucas and Jenny era.
Oh, if we don't count it, probably like 6 years, right?
Yeah. So it's not really that long, actually.
I mean, overall YouTube.
Well, then again, like, I don't really count the Fred days because it wasn't really the same. Like, I didn't really post that much.
Yeah.
I posted, like, 10 videos a year or something. Like, that's nothing.
Yeah, that's true. That is
crazy. Yeah, I mean, there has been times where, like, you feel like, oh, my God, I feel like I'm over a YouTuber. You feel like, or you just feel, I don't know, but I feel like for the most part, like, I actually really enjoy it. I like how it's always changing. And, yeah.
Oh, yeah, so you love it still?
Oh, yeah, there's times where, like, I need to, like, just not think about it for, like, a week. And then I come back and I'm like, oh, wait, this is actually so fun.
Oh, yeah, I think, so obviously this assumption wasn't about me, but there is times where, like, I always look at YouTube and then I just don't look at it for, like, a day because I feel like you get, like, you look at
it
too
much. Or you start
just,
like, you start just making up things that aren't even true. You're like, my videos, this type of video is so dumb or blah, blah, blah. Like, why would I want to do this? And then... That sounds so dramatic. But then you take like a few weeks like not thinking about it. Then you return and you're like, oh, this is funny. Like, it's fun.
Yeah, and also there's always like this spark that happens where like, I don't even think this, like, well, like I realize that there's like this so much magic in YouTube where like, it happens like every couple months where I realize that like, you can literally do whatever you want.
Yeah,
like
no
one's controlling
anything.
What I do.
Yeah.
So it could be, you could do whatever you want as long as people like it, I guess.
Yeah, but yeah.
Okay, the next one.
So you assumed wrong.
So shut up.
Do you want to hand the laptop to me?
Oh, yeah. I don't have a peeing problem, but I need to go pee already again.
Oh, my God. Get it checked out.
Because I drink coffee.
Sis.
Is that on?
Yep. The pee break is over.
Okay, we're back from the second pee break of the 1 hour podcast. Somehow, we just have really small bladders.
I know, and I feel like we're answering these assumptions so slow, but I guess it's good because we're being, like, articulate with our answers and actually being honest.
And I just want to add to the last one. I'm so thankful, like, for my job and being a YouTuber. Just don't want it to come off as, like, you know? No, I'm so thankful for all of you guys for all your support.
Oh, yeah. But obviously, it would be valid if, like, for some reason you did say, like, oh, it's kind of over it. Because you've been on it for so many years, you know?
Oh, there's definitely been periods where, like, I felt, like, so lost. When I was, like, around, like, 22, I feel like I was just, like, so lost with, like, what I wanted to do. And I remember I even uploaded almost, I filmed a video called, like, I Felt, like, Lost or something. It wasn't, like, so dramatic. It was just, like, I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. But I never uploaded it, but... So there has been periods of, like...
When did you film that? Like, when you were 22 or
I think
something?
When I was 22, because I just, like, didn't know. I was, like, I just wasn't into YouTube at that moment. Because I was just, like, oh, I felt like it wasn't, like, a sustainable thing. And I was, like, I don't know. I just, for some reason, like, judged it.
Oh, yeah. Then didn't you also think, like, once you got older, it'd be embarrassing doing YouTube?
Yeah, I thought, like, when I was 22, I was, like, well, once I'm 25, like, I'm not even allowed to be a YouTuber anymore. So why would I even put time into doing this?
Oh, yeah, but that's not even true.
Oh, yeah, but I'm watching, like, obviously, Jenna Marbles doesn't do it right now. But, like, there's so many YouTubers of, like, I feel like I viewed it as, like, a teeny bopper thing back then. Where now I realize there's so many different parts of YouTube and, like,
even with
so
TikTok,
many different age ranges.
Yeah, with, like, TikTok isn't YouTube, but, like, social media isn't, okay, I honestly feel like there was this view, like, even 8 years ago, that were like it was like a teen thing, but our social media is for everyone now, which
Like
Instagram, like I could be 50 and doing Instagram and like doing jokes, and there probably was a time where people would make fun of me, but it's not like embarrassing or anything, and like that whole ideology is so dumb.
I used to think it did used to be a thing because like MySpace was such a young thing, and like even Facebook in the beginning was like a young thing, so you did view like social media is only for like really young people, but like. As society goes on, it's just, like, it's part of everyone's life.
Yeah, it just, as funny as it sounds, social media is, like, literally part of your life.
Yeah, no matter what your age is.
Yeah.
Where was the last one you did?
The next one is the next one at the very top, but you can skip it. I don't care. Whatever. Because it was like, we got
I feel like I've answered this so many times. Lucas is embarrassed of his Fred era. No, I'm not. I mean, there has been periods in my life where I was, but I feel like now I'm like proud of it and have like made peace with it, you know?
Oh, yeah, that would have made sense.
Like it was some like horrible thing. But you both regret going bald at least once. I actually think I didn't ever regret it.
So there probably was many moments where I was like, oh, I looked cool with hair, but I've actually thought about it, and so right now I'm growing my hair out just a tiny bit, but so obviously over time I'll just keep balding more. I don't do that much preventative stuff. But the thing about it is I actually liked how I looked bald, and I actually like how I look with hair. So either or I love, and it's all about what I think, and I loved both of it. I thought I looked good both, so I loved it.
Next up, I assume that you both could genuinely make a real bop together, music video and all. That would be really well received. Is this also me asking for it? Yes. But I also assume it'd be awesome. Oh my gosh, thank you, Liddy. Yeah, I think that assumption's true. You definitely can make a bop.
So Lucas is more into music than me. Like I feel like he's more into music. So I actually believe in you. Like, I feel like you could, like, do something sick. But with me, I feel like, if one day we actually were going to, like, we're going to make a song, like, do a music video. Like, just upload it on one of our channels. Like, I feel like I would have to, like, learn a little bit more. But, yeah, I feel like you for sure could.
And I feel like you could, too.
Yeah, I just would have to, like, because if I actually was trying, I feel like I'd have to, like, find my voice. Like, not even singing, just, like, what would my voice be, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, this other one's, but this literally the next one right under it. My assumption is you both can actually sing really well if you really try. But if you sing on camera, you make it a joke because you feel embarrassed.
So I've never, like...
Is this our Demi Lovato Camp Rock moment? Where we come out and say, like, you guys, we have, like, crazy vocal ranges.
I'm gonna Grande type shit.
No, I actually have always loved singing. Like, when I grew up, I took vocal lessons, and, like, I've always loved singing. So, I mean, I don't think I'm, like, some amazing ass singer, but I like doing it.
I sing in the car all the time. If we're hanging out, I feel like I'm always just like singing music. Yeah. And music is just one of those things. Like, it's just like, is an airworm for me. So, but I don't know if I'm good at it. I assume that you two are the closest out of all your siblings. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
The next one. Jacob puts a lot of pressure on himself work-wise and has strict goals he wants to achieve. I for sure have, like, goals that I want to achieve and stuff. But I feel like just with, like, age, like, I learned that, like, not everything's going to happen, like, so quick. And, like, also...
Oh, yeah.
Also, like, obviously there's points where that happens, but I feel like I'm not going to, like, have anxiety because, like, it's not... Something's not doing as well as I thought. As long as I can, do something from it. But yeah, I for sure have like a bunch of goals. I have to say this one. It's the next one, and I'm not skipping ones about Lucas. There's one that says, I assume Jacob is actually really smart. I don't know.
Jacob is a smart man.
Yeah, I said I don't know, but I for sure think I'm smart, but I mean, I haven't done like an IQ test.
We have to get into the compliment section. We started off with like the mean ones.
I assume.
And now we're getting to like, you guys are smart and you're such good singers.
I know, you guys are so hot. I assume that Lucas. Wait, we should do a podcast. This would be a funny idea. Two podcast episodes. One would be dark. So one about things people don't like about us, and one's just pure compliments. That'd be fun.
An hour just talking about compliments,
but then we just deep dive into them. I assume that Lucas misses being on set and wants to keep being an actor and starring in movies and TV shows.
I forgot. I was actually talking about this yesterday. Was it because you read this?
Oh, so yeah, I posted this yesterday. No, it was actually because there's this YouTuber. It wasn't because of this. There's this YouTuber, Christy Colleen Romano. I don't know how to say her name.
She's from Even Stevens.
Yeah, and I've been watching her YouTube channel because Lucas told me about her. Like, she does these cooking videos, but she did a video about how she left LA because she's like 30 now, and she realized that she was just like forcing something that she didn't want, and it was like depressing going to all these auditions. So then, for some reason, me and Lucas are talking about it, and then you basically said you don't miss it, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, I feel like I have gone through stages where I've been like, wait, what if I never go on set again? Like, would I be like, is that like so sad to think about? Like, if I never like booked anything again? But then I realized like, it isn't sad to me because I'm still doing something creative, and I feel like that's all I want with my career is to do something creative, and I feel like I'm still doing that. And I feel like I actually never was like obsessed with acting.
It just happened.
Yeah, I never was like, my passion is acting. I want to just, you know, be the serious actor. That never was really my thing. I just always wanted to do like, I mostly was into like just comedy in general and just doing anything creative. Like it wasn't, like I feel like even if I booked a show, I almost think I wouldn't be as happy as what I'm doing right now, because if I wasn't involved with it creatively at all and I was just being an actor, even though acting is creative, but like if I was just being the actor on a show, I feel like I wouldn't be that happy.
Oh, because you would have no control over what happens.
So yeah, I don't really miss it that much.
I assume Jacob sells foot picks as a side hustle. No, if you actually want a free foot pick, you can go to my last Instagram photo. And also, if you look at WikiFeet, I actually Googled both of our WikiFeets because someone commented on my YouTube video, and like, our WikiFeets have like so many photos.
Oh, they're
like,
popping?
Yeah, like people watch our videos and post them.
Wait,
like, so like,
I think our feet are on camera right now. I'm just revealing my feet every episode.
Oh yeah, sometimes I think like, I'm gonna wear socks, but I mean, you can see my feet. So like, because I just didn't know it was a fetish until like,
you know,
a couple
how, like,
years ago.
Fetish is a thing. Do you think there's other fetishes that we'll hear about, like they'll go viral? Like, I think there's like a hand fetish.
Yeah, I feel like we've talked about this. Like, for sure, there's so many fetishes. Like, so even like with my nose, isn't that probably a fetish? Like, oh, I don't want to touch your nose.
Oh yeah, like
that sounds so creepy. But I'm assuming that's a thing.
Or like a kneecap fetish or something.
Yeah, so I feel like what my ideology is like. What's the point of hiding it? Because 5 years from now, people are gonna say like, I'm so attracted to your armpits. Like, that's already a thing. So like, I'm just gonna show it out.
Oh yeah,
show it out. I'm not.
And then one day have to delete it all from the internet if it becomes your business selling armpit pics.
Oh yeah, did I even answer? I don't sell foot pics. This one's low key for Lukey. You were excited for Drew Monson's comeback until you watched his video, and you felt personally attacked when he shaded people who make content about reacting to cringy TikTokers. Why is it so specific?
Oh my god, I actually did watch his comeback video, and I loved it.
I know Drew Monson is like, he's so funny. He's one of like my favorite YouTubers for sure.
Oh, he actually said in there he did think it was funny. He said he thinks it's funny how people react to all these cringy things. He's like, we're all so cringe. And I agree with that.
Oh,
I, like,
yeah.
I have done videos before, like when it's a trend, like the Try Not to Cringe Challenge, something like that. Or like sometimes in titles, cringy does good. But I actually like, I'm not the type of person who I'm like, this is so cringy, I hate it. Like, I love that type of stuff. Like, I know that like I'm a cringy person and I want to watch other cringy stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, even
I
like
go
a-
through it more. I hope at least that I go to it more from like that perspective than like, ew, cringy people, you know?
Yeah, there has been times where, like, since cringe is such a big award, I viewed people as cringy. But then in like our podcast episode from 3 weeks ago, we did like things that are cringy. And I think I said like, I don't like the word cringy. And I get what Drew Monson's saying. Like, I like understand, like, I'm for sure cringy.
Oh,
so, like,
yeah.
I love that thing. But so what, did you feel attacked?
No, I actually didn't. I felt so personally attacked.
Lucas is actually a flat author. This is 24 likes, so it's one of the more liked ones.
Wait, shit.
Secretly a flat author.
Yeah, I actually do believe in flat earth. No, I'm kidding. I feel like that one's such a funny one because it's just so random.
I honestly thought it was a joke, but it turns out it's real.
I know. I feel like, is it a joke, though?
But I think people like actually have billboards and like signs in their houses.
Because I still don't know. I still have never gotten to the bottom of it. What would be the benefit of lying to us that we live on a globe?
Well,
what's
there's
the
like a
benefit?
Bunch of like in the Bible and stuff. There's like, I don't know.
Because you know
the
how usually
be,
these
though.
Conspiracies, like they would say the powerful people are covering it up because XYZ. But what's the point of lying about a flat Earth? Like, I don't get it. What would be the benefit?
I actually don't know why. Actually,
yeah, that's why I don't really.
Understand it.
I assume you eat McDonald's every day and that's how you are skinny. That's how you are such skinny hourglass thick kings.
Oh my god.
No, we don't eat McDonald's every day. I wish.
No, I probably eat it like once a month, but I don't eat fast food once a month. I eat fast food like more often than that. I just don't. McDonald's is good, but it's not one of like my, like, oh my gosh, so good.
I assume Lucas is an introverted person and Jacob is the opposite. Huh?
So, just to make sure we're answering this correctly, because people always say people answer this question wrong. Introvert, it all has to do with where you get your energy from. Do
what?
You get energy from people or by yourself?
Actually, I don't know. Because I feel like I do need to have alone time just for, like, work things, like thinking of ideas and all that stuff. Like, if I was always around people, I feel like I wouldn't get anything done. But I need to be around people, I feel like. Like, I want to... There's, like, these YouTubers and stuff who spend whole days alone, like, days and days alone. I would never be able to do that. I feel like I need to be around people.
Yeah, I'm for sure a mix, actually, because I actually, like, love time alone. But then also, like, there's times, like, I feel like I need, like, be with other people, you know?
Yeah, I just feel like growing up in such a big family, like, I just, like, need to be around people.
Yeah, mine's like that, too, a mix.
I assume y'all secretly listen to country music.
I mean, I like Marin Morris, Casey Musgraves, and like...
It's not a secret.
I would never write off country music, but obviously, I probably joked about country music all sucks, but if we're being honest, there's for sure good country music.
Oh, yeah, I like love some country music. I don't listen to it all the time, but like Hunter Hayes and stuff.
Oh, yeah, for sure, my answer to this, like, I for sure, like, don't... Like, country music, I have, like, very few country songs on my phone, but, like, they're good.
Oh, yeah. I assume Jacob is more likely out of the two of you to do wild things, like take drugs or have casual sex. I feel like Jacob would be more like wild with like drugs. Not that you're like a drug person, but I feel like you'd be the type of person who would be like, oh, I would try shrooms or something, which I feel like I'm the type of person who's like, oh, I would never.
Oh, yeah. I mean, with like the drug part, like, I mean, I don't know, like, if I was in a solo mood, I might be down to try, like, shrooms or something, but most of the time, I wouldn't be down, actually.
Oh, yeah.
But also, like, weed is, like, I don't know how I feel about it. So, yeah, that's my answer.
Oh, like, with you personally doing it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm not saying how I feel about it with other people. I don't give a shit what other people do, but obviously don't harm others, you know?
Wait, what? This is creepy because I was just talking about this. I assume Lucas felt burnt out in his early 20s because he did so much with Fred at a very young age and later feel like he couldn't find a way to succeed above. That's creepy because I was just saying around like 22, I felt like so like...
I know, they literally predicted it.
Oh my God.
Well, like knew it, not
how do people know
it?
This shit? I assume Jacob will never shave his head again.
Oh, 100% I'll shave my head again.
But like in the next 6 months?
Probably not, but, well, maybe. I actually thought about it the other day. I wanted to shave my head, but, so I could see it happening, but, yeah.
I assume Luke is pregnant and wants to hide it, just like Kylie. Wait, shit.
Isn't she pregnant again?
Oh, you remember when she hid the whole first one?
Yeah, so, like, that's something, like, well, like, I could picture someone calling me cringy right then, but I'm just gonna be myself, you know?
Oh, wait, cringy
could,
for what?
I could picture, like, someone saying, like, you know about the Kardashians being pregnant? You're so cringy. Why do you care about that stuff? But... honestly, I do know, and I'm just going to be honest about it, you know?
Oh, yeah. Let's see.
We should just, like, go down the whole list. Obviously, you can skip some, but we should, like...
Oh, yeah, a lot of them are just the same thing. Yeah, Jacob has a hidden thing. You both have BBLs.
No. A hidden boyfriend? Is that what you meant?
Oh, yeah, that's what one of them was.
Nope. Not at all.
Ew, what?
What?
It says something about we have toe jam and gunk under our toenails.
Oh, that's fucking gross.
Wait, we give off the vibe that we have toe jam? I am done. I'm deleting everything from the internet. Both of you are into true crime and unsolved mysteries. I'm actually not that into true crime.
I mean, I love a good true crime story, but it also depends how I'm feeling. If I'm already kind of like scared, I wouldn't. But I do like... But our mom watches it a little too much, so I feel like I don't like it as much as I used to.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't be able to watch it every night, but I do love those docuseries that deep dive into something. But I don't want to learn about, like, all these horrible cases, but, like, the really crazy ones, like Eliza Lamb and shit. Is that true crime?
Yeah, that would be true crime, because she died. So, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but that one was, like, crazy. Like, I thoroughly enjoyed watching that, because I was just like, this is insane.
Actually, the assumption would be wrong for me. I actually don't really like true crime that much.
And I used to watch Unsolved Mysteries growing up all the time.
I know it is. It's, yeah. I mean, I get like the joy of it. Like,
I remember
watching it and being
I loved Unsolved Mysteries because it was about like true crime. Like, someone got kidnapped at a bike trail or whatever. And like, those were so scary. But they also do supernatural ones where they'd be like, an alien came or like, this girl got struck by lightning and now she like can tell the future.
Oh, those ones are interesting.
Yeah, those are my favorite.
Like, the phenomenons.
Yeah. Type someone things. Like, yeah. Or isn't there a thing where like someone got a concussion and now they know all these new languages?
Yeah. Like, apparently.
Sis, what? Jacob thinks he's the main character in an indie film.
Is this shade?
Wait, you live your life thinking you're in a movie.
Oh, well, like, there is sometimes where, like I feel cool, so. But I don't feel like I'm in an indie movie. But, yeah, like.
I guess what type of movie would your life be? Isn't that weird to think about?
Oh, yeah,
like,
this is kind of fun.
Like, would it be an indie movie or, like, a horror movie?
For me, I feel like if there was. This sounds so funny. If there was a movie written about me, but when I was in life, I feel like it would just be, like. I mean, I don't think it would be a. I think it could be whatever, actually. I don't think it would be a whole movie.
Yeah.
I feel like it wouldn't have to be indie, though, but it could be.
Lucas wants to be a farmer. No? Nope. Sounds like too much work. I'm not cleaning animal shit and stuff. It would be cool to live on a farm-type area where, like, you have so much land, but, like, I don't want to, like, grow vegetables and shit.
Doing all that sounds fun, kind of, though.
Like, it just seems like so much work.
Oh, not animals. I'm just talking about, like, plants.
Oh, yeah. Combines?
Yeah.
Jacob has brought up belly buttons quite a few times in the podcast. I assume he has a belly button fetish?
Come clean. I don't have a belly button fetish. But yeah, I saw this one actually. That's funny.
I assume Lucas is a mom friend and likes taking care of people. I don't know if that's true. Like, I'm not like a selfish person, like, fuck everyone, but, like, I don't think I'm the type of person to know, like, I want to take care of people. It's not really my vibe, I don't think.
Yeah.
Like, you know, every
friend.
By the way,
you can ask, like, the shady ones about me, if there is any.
There isn't really.
Oh, okay. Just in case you were skipping them.
Just Lucas, Jacob gets lip injections?
People have, like, not that this is a common question, but people have actually said that before.
Now, that's actually a compliment. People think you got lip injections because, like, that means you have lips already or people think they were enhanced.
So, I actually answer. I've never gotten any procedures done. Have I? Like, I don't. Am I missing? Wait, have I?
I won't say it.
You're lying.
No, I'm just kidding.
I would know. Yeah, all I do is, like, wash my face and stuff. And use, like, chemicals, which I don't think that is.
Medical procedures? Jacob sometimes eats dirt.
No. I'd do it if it was, like, a new trend. No, I wouldn't. Sounds kind of fun.
You only went bald for clout?
Oh, no. That's for sure not. Like, not that I gained clout from going bald, but there was, like, someone in my Instagram comments commented the funniest thing. It was a photo of me and Lucas's bald, and they said, we shaved our heads. And someone commented, you guys are so crazy. You guys both shaved your heads just for this Instagram photo. But
I forgot that. They said, you guys took the joke that far.
Yeah, and I sent you the comment because I thought it was funny. But like, the funny, I actually shaved my head because I wanted to. I love.
And I kind of had to shave my head because of the whole hair wig thing.
Yeah, it was already shaved.
Yeah, I had to shave it because I already was shaved. Before that, I don't know if I would have shaved my head, to be honest. I don't know what I would have done.
Yeah, I feel like you wouldn't have.
I feel like you guys don't like Taylor Swift. I love Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I like Taylor Swift.
I still haven't listened to Evermore.
I listened to Willow. That's the only song from that I've listened to. That's a single, though, so that's so basic.
Y'all are trust fund kids.
No.
No, I wish. That'd be awesome.
Honestly, I wish I was a trust fund kid because, not to be, like, deep, but I honestly feel like if I was a trust fund kid, like, I could see, like, I don't know, like, being addicted to drugs or something.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't want to be a trust fund kid.
Like, yeah, like, I'd be down but I wouldn't want to be a trust fund kid because you didn't own the money, so then you just feel like, but obviously there's trust fund kids that aren't like this, but I just feel like it could end up dark, is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, and also, didn't you have to, like, obey your parents so much? You know how people care what their parents think so much? Like, obviously, I care what mom and dad think, but, like, they don't really have any control over me because, like, I'm not relying on them, but these trust fund kids, they have to, like, be so scared of what their parents think.
Oh, yeah, so, like, you couldn't post this picture on Instagram because they might not give you the money.
Oh,
so
I
actually wouldn't like that. It's too controlling.
Are they be mad if I posted, like, an ass photo?
I know, your whole ass out. Let's see if you missed any ones. You're both gay? I'm joking.
This podcast went long.
How long has it been?
An hour and 20 minutes.
Oh, okay, so those are the assumptions.
Thank you guys for sending them in. Thanks for the shade. Thanks for the compliments. Thanks for just the general assumptions that weren't mean or nice, just somewhere in between. And thanks for caring
about us.
Thanks for listening. We hope you guys have a great rest of your week and keep on keeping on.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.